Well, welcome to this edition of DriveCast. My name is Ryan Balzer. I'm the Life Groups Director here at the Westerville Church. This week, we kicked off a new series in the book of Judges. The main idea that we talked about last week was that God wants to be king over your life. In other words, you know, God wants to be the main priority for you and I. But the tendency that we have is that we don't allow God to do that, that we make other things in life the priority. And when we do that, you know, bad things can happen. And that's what we saw the Israelites go through throughout the book of Judges in what we call the spiritual cycle. And it's a cycle that you and I all go through ourselves. And it kind of moves in stages. The first stage is crisis. You know, we're going through something. Life isn't going the way that we thought. Something's wrong. And ultimately, it gets us to this place where we know that we need help. And then that kind of leads to the second stage, which is confession. And that's that moment where we turn to God. And for the Israelites, they turned to God. And so God, you know, in his loving mercy, he sent these judges who were deliverers. And really, the judges were foreshadowing one day Jesus coming and acting as the ultimate deliverer. But because God is faithful, he rescued the Israelites and answered their prayers and helped them. And so that kind of gets us into the third stage, which is celebration. And really that's just celebrating, you know, this kind of mountaintop moment experience of, you know, God doing some amazing things in our lives, which is awesome. We talked about baptism as being a great picture of that celebration moment and making a public profession of faith and what God has done in someone's life. But then this is kind of where it starts to take a turn and kind of go down the other side of the mountain. And we get into this season of calm. And the danger of being in the season of calm is that we slowly, over time, start to lose sight of allowing God to be king over our lives. And we start to replace God with something else. And again, it's very slow and it doesn't always happen right away. But then it kind of gets into really this, you know, fifth stage, which is what we call complacency. And in complacency, it just really means that at this point, we've kind of moved away from God. You know, we don't allow God to be king over our lives. And it just kind of, you know, puts us in a really dangerous situation spiritually. And so the next question is, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Well, thankfully, God is faithful and he doesn't leave us hanging. But we don't always like what God's going to do about it. And so what we talked about was really God's cure to complacency for us is through what he calls testing. And testing, very simply, is really bringing us back to that stage one crisis moment. I know you're saying, man, that sounds like a terrible plan. But the reality is that in testing, in these crisis moments, that's just where, quite frankly, you and I realize that we need God the most. And we have this promise that's all throughout the book of James that says, you know, God, through his testing, is going to produce this spiritual grit and this steadfastness in our lives when we turn to him and we go through these crisis moments. And so very simply, what that means for you and I is that your crisis is never wasted. That it means something, that God is doing something with that, and that you can trust that God is good and that he's going to deliver you from it, and that ultimately it's going to grow you closer to God, and it's going to, you know, produce a weight in your life to be able to carry you through. And so maybe you're here today and you're dealing with a crisis moment. So I just want to pray for you, and then I want to give you an opportunity to kind of pray by yourself as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know, thank you that you are good and loving and faithful, and that you are with us in our crisis moments, and that even in your testing, you're doing it just with a father heart of God, and that we can trust that you are developing in us a steadfastness that really is going to be able to grow us closer to you, and give us a spiritual weight and grit in our lives. Well, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Now, I just want to give you an opportunity to pray by yourself. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for being part of this Drivecast. Mm-hmm.